The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 7th of September, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin. Wood Ingram gave us, Davis took away Green. That's right, it took me a little while to remember it. Why? Because I am in post-trauma recovery. Another weekend of uncertainty. Another weekend not sure whether my business is going to collapse, right? My little tiny business is going to collapse. Not because the power went off, but because I don't know if the company even knows that our power is off. I don't know when the power is going to come back on. I don't know what I can do to save my, right? Like, because you just expect in a 2-hour outage, 3-hour outage, right? Sometimes you're lucky and it's only 15 minutes. Somebody just got to go hit a switch. The most frustrating part is when the BPL WhatsApp channel never actually acknowledges that you're having an outage, right? These are the things that cause the trauma, the lack of certainty. We are certain that the power is going to go off. That's why we're still stunned. That's why we're still stunned at the June 10th declaration posted in the June 11th Tribune, BPL ready for the summer. We're still stunned because everybody else knew. Everybody else knew that BPL wasn't ready for the summer. That's where the trauma sits. We're used to the power going off. What we're not used to is the complete and utter lack of professionalism surrounding it. For instance, what is the White Grove? What is the White Grove? What the White Grove is ignorance and prejudice. That's a colloquialism. The community is not officially known, called the White Grove. That's not what the people see on their bill when they collect it. Why would you put the White Grove in a notice? You know why? A lack of professionalism is why. And that lack of professionalism can be seen throughout the entity and its communications and all of the upheavals and dysfunction that's been thrown into the public domain. The minister responsible was once again starring on social media over the last, weekend. The word of the day, apparently, is perseverance. That's one person who persevered. Right, like that's a personal word. You persevered through the alleged carnival incident. What else you persevered through? The actual word of today, and always the word of the day, is resign. R-E-S-I-G-N. I'm willing to use it in a sentence if you don't quite understand what it means. It's time for you to resign. Not because you can't keep the power on, but because you've been playing in people's faces for the last term, we call it a quarter, and 100 days. Every time a moment requires honesty, professionalism, and accountability, we get nothing but jokes, poorly constructed sketches and skits. In fact, as upset as I am about what I experienced today, I can't imagine how the residents of Eleuthera feel. How do the residents of Eleuthera feel? Especially the ones in Clay Sweeten's constituency. The Minister of Works. No light, no water, no clarity. Right? Nothing but TikTok videos. All this by doing is making TikTok videos. And JoBeth Colby-Davis has joined him. What are y'all doing? you know that you could create content that actually informs the public about what you're doing? You could create content that gives people clarity and certainty, timelines and deadlines? How come y'all never have a problem getting on the internet to TikTok, but nobody in New Providence could get in QPL? See, here's what happened to me. When I was forced onto fiber by both cable and BTC, I was told as a part of my contract that I would get a power bank, right? For each entity would provide a power bank with their equipment, understanding that when the power goes off, you no longer have access to a landline. I've received no power bank from either entity. If I tell you what I have received, you will laugh. You'll laugh. We'll all kiki until we fall out, right? So I can't call BPL when the power goes off. I mean, I could put $20 on my phone and just sit on hold endlessly. Or it could be like my neighbor who was on hold for, what, almost 15 minutes when she was told that she's the next caller. The line just clicked dead. You think I put in $20 on my phone just for that to happen? So I couldn't call. And I know my neighbor gave up. I know they gave up because they're elderly. They're elderly. We went from midday until mid-morning. I don't know, maybe 3 o'clock. I had to go to bed without having prepared for the week. Without having done the tasks that I, like, it's me. I'm foolish. I'm the foolish one who thought that I could leave all the tasks till Sunday. It's me. I'm the fool. I'm the fool. You know who's not the fools? The people working at BPL who's still getting paid. The Minister of Works and the Minister responsible for energy, they still getting paid. They could act like Boo Boo the fool all day, and they still getting paid. It's us. It's us. We're the fools. We're the fools. I see I get texts and the phone line. I'm going to go to the, caller, I saw you drop right as I was going to the phone line. Here's a text. It says, good morning, Ms. Green. I live in Bernard Road and my power's off yesterday from after 3 p.m. and came on after 1 a.m. this morning. That's likely my timeline. Like I said, I went to bed. I had to go to bed. Do you know, I had to go to bed because I was so frustrated. I just had to go to bed, 3 p.m. to 1 a.m. Some people, 17 hours from Thursday till Friday. Some people from midday yesterday, like 11 a.m. until 4 a.m. this morning. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Mr. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, you talk about the light being off, right? Mm-hmm. Could you please do something about the flooding in front of elderly young place?
Me? I could do something about it.
No, I know you go now. You go Johnson Roadway to get to work. So you don't drive LW Young Way. The bands went up going through that yesterday.
That's what we can talk about next. Thank you.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. I could do something about it. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You on the air?
Good morning.
Morning, how you do?
Good morning, everyone. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, let me put a clause in there. If you see we get caught up, courtesy of BPL and the lightning and thunder in mm-hmm. the area.
Mm-hmm.
So I know which one to cut it off first.
Yeah.
So they get disconnected. 2 things I want to talk about, Aaron. You can write them down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The first one is, I don't know if you're aware, the United Nations, they call it a world map.
Oh, yes. United Nations voted to change the world map to truly and properly reflect the true size of the continent we call Africa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I bring that up, you know, when I was growing up in school and learning, I compared to go by sea.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Cuba is the largest in the Caribbean by land.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to add our sea, ocean, Bahamas would be the largest.
So let me stick a pin. The entire territory of the Bahamas, including the Maroon territory, definitely we'd be the largest. Somebody said to me that if you put all the landmass together as well, yeah. all the rocks, keys, right? Mm-hmm. Not 700, 3,000 mm-hmm. rocks, keys, right, and islands, that we would also be the largest landmass in the region.
And that is interesting because I'm waiting to see that map because that means it would change complexity. I always tell people, we are the largest in the Bahamas, on my Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean Mars, you mentioned Keys and all of that. 700, they also ask me, how would make up the 700 islands? I say the Keys and Rock.
No, no, it's more than that. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's close to 3,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it's interesting. I mean, when that digital map come out, we could be the largest in the Caribbean.
Well, yeah.
Or next to Mexico, eh? Or now you say that.
Well, we'd be Cuba, Jamaica, the Bahamas.
Yeah, but Cuba won't be in the conversation no more.
In fact, Hispaniola, Jamaica got to come after Hispaniola.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm trying to say Bahamas might be the largest, but you got an ocean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree. And how does understanding that, how does seeing that visually, right, impact mm-hmm. your people? Does it shift the way that they see themselves? Does it create a different environment for policy creation? Right? Like, how do we envision the future if we can actually see our true selves?
Right. That's something we could talk about because one of the things is state-of-the-art bridges.
Yeah.
Bridge some of these islands together.
Mm-hmm.
That can be bridge.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the territory bad.
Say that
now,
again?
We'll be more closer to Florida, Mexico, and Cuba at the same time. What is the beneficial?
Right.
You know, that's all about the climate change, too, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and again to that right now.
Right. My second point, we just had a real conference on telecommunication, right?
Yeah.
What that means for us, because we still don't get the latest on BTC. So what that means for us?
Okay, that's a very interesting conversation.
Yeah.
I would like to talk about that at a sort of a different time.
Right,
but
right.
I can tell you why. I want you to bring it up again because it's very fascinating to listen to the Minister of Innovation and National Development talk about the issue, talk about sovereignty, and then the Prime Minister followed it up. It almost feels to me like they're trying to sell the Bahamas as a site for a data center, right? Mm. But they know that they need other regional partners to make it sort of viable, right?
Right.
And so it seems to me like they're trying to sell the Bahamas for a data center.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Also, we might bring it out, since we own 2%. I grew up on the Florida station from Lantana.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking the Minister of Innovation to sit down with the president of BTC and give me back my Florida station.
We can't get that no more. That's political. That's real, real political, and not political in the sense of FNM versus PLP. Let's go to the phone line. Thank you for that, though, Pumpkin Eater. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm good. Well, for me, thank God, I didn't have an electricity problem but yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But when I called on Dwight's show this morning, I was telling him I need a lawyer because anytime I leave home and have to go back, I have PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid. I don't know if my light is on or off. I don't know if my fridge was blown again.
Mm-hmm.
I need repairs or my TV is gone because the light is off. And on so much. Yesterday, I was surprised it didn't go off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
However, I had light, but I had no internet service because I don't know how the wire get down in the ground. And I remember no storm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the Patelco, and only the Patelco wire is on the ground.
Mm, wow.
And I called them and tell them. Then I found out what the problem was. I called them and tell them because I wanted to make it easier for them to just come and fix it.
Yeah.
And I've yet to see anyone.
Yep.
You understand?
Yep.
But like I say, I need to sue BPL, BEC, the Bahama Grid, Pike, and all the whole lot of them for PTSD because I am seriously suffering from that.
Yes,
I'm afraid to go home because I don't know what to meet.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You understand? We need to do something, man. And, you know, I wanted to say that I noticed you have some callers whenever you talk about PRP ministers who need to resign or who's not doing as they should do. tend to call and try to switch the conversation.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Because we are suffering in this country. They need to hear us, and they need to do something about what we are crying for.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Because we all live here. Stop changing the conversation, please. Let's get to what it is. And whatever the gripe is, it hurts all of us. It don't just hurt some, you know.
You're right. And Clay Sweden's starring this morning. Let me talk about L.W. Young. Right? Thank you, caller. Thank you very much. Waiting for confirmation on a news story suggesting that a public school student was injured in a weather event on the way to school this morning. Waiting for confirmation, right? But the caller called in and said, have you seen Bernard Road by L.W. Young and the flood water, the flooding that occurs there? And I wonder if the Minister of Works and the Minister of Education understand what it means to be ready for school on day one. I wonder if the Minister of Works and the Minister of Education has been listening to the Prime Minister and all of his thousands of words about climate change, right? And how they have inculcated what the Prime Minister has put on the table into their ministries. Do we care about students enough to ensure that they could go to school and not get drenched, not have to sit in class all day with their feet soaking wet because they had to walk to school? Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, interesting question by Mr. Popper.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think, you know, in hindsight, you know, we now begin to see the importance of PTC and Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say, you know, if Freeport was allowed to go on its expansion stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in...
If we envisioned Grand Bahama and Freeport as a tech center.
Yes.
Okay.
And the irony here is now in that it's in 2054, well within you and my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
Freeport comes back to the Freeport comes back into the ownership of the bombing.
Mm.
The question is,
are any of these islands in the ownership of the Bahamas?
No. Well,
Mayaguana used to be the last one, and now I ain't sure. I got a news story on Mayaguana too.
Don't say nothing about Auckland's, okay?
Okay, sir. So, no. The mosquitoes own Auckland's.
Off the thing, okay?
Okay.
I want you to know the thing with that.
Okay.
Okay. But this thing about having a particular mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
If all this land we have is ours.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Nassau so overpopulated?
Mm-hmm. I can tell you why. Because it's not as much that the land doesn't belong to us as much as it is that the state has a centralization and a central urbanization policy. And it's very simple. Bring the people to the set together to reduce the amount of money you're paying for infrastructure.
You just described a plantation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But listen, the people get very, very upset when I call the Bahamas a plantation. You see? And a part of it is because you expose to them the place, the location they occupy on the plantation. But also, it leads to a larger conversation where you realize that the Bahamas isn't the only plantation.
Hey, I can name on half the fingers of one hand
mm-hmm.
the talk show hosts that don't get upset on Guardian Radio when I begin to make any talk about the status quo and this ungodly connection that our politicians on both sides of the political divide seem to have, you know, there are certain things that both of them refuse to talk about.
Yeah, Listen,
I
don't want you to think I'm refusing to talk about it, but I got a couple more callers.
I know.
The first thing they wrote, the archipelagic nature of the country and the implications for policy creation and delivery of government services, right? We're having this conversation about airport fees. Of course, the airport fees are going to be too high for ordinary residents of these islands to use the airports. My callers called back, man. We ain't gone that far. Of course, it's going to be too high. And then look at the mailboat system that you're going to leave them. You're going to relegate them to. The mailboat system wastes in hackers in New Providence. It's horrible for people who're supposed to plan their lives on it. Right? There's an interesting thing on Mayaguana. The people say they had a UFO in Mayaguana this weekend. But let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Awesome. Two quick points here, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, here's a very curious question that popped across my mind a couple of seconds into listening to the conversation already.
Okay.
What is the staff complement of the Ministry of Works today? Any idea?
No, I have no idea, but it would be fascinating, right? Because over my lifespan, I think I've seen casually the eradication of several key elements or departments in the ministry. It renders it as something not Ministry of Works.
You have actually gone down the rabbit hole exactly where I wanted you to go. Because back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the Ministry of Works, as it pertains to maintaining just about everything public in this country, especially in New Providence, was handled quite efficiently by the Ministry of Works. But now, today, it seems as the Ministry of Works have been relegated to agencies outsourced, that a lot of the things outsource to people, and that is not in the ambit today of the actual Ministry of Works.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is simply this. You know, I now trying to figure out whether the Ministry of Works is actually a government agency, or whether it's a quasi-government agency, or whether it's an outsourced agency, because the Ministry of Works, in the natural frame that it once was, today appears not to be in any semblance of what the Ministry of Works truly used to represent back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it now comes back to the story of what's going on in the Bahamas today with a lot of these industry, with a lot of these agencies, government agencies that we have. We could talk about BPL, another prime example. BTC, which once was a government quasi-government agency, but even though we have shares in it, it seems as if they do not have a firm grip on getting things done efficiently for the Bahamian people.
I don't know what happened just now. I'm sorry we lost you, but I think your point is well made. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm thanking God for the rain.
Yes,
but
sir.
Watch out for them potholes, because you wouldn't know where they is on any street around here. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've been listening to everything very intensively. And, you know, we keep crying and the same thing over and over repeatedly. We don't seem to be moving forward. We seem to be reversing back.
Mm-hmm.
And we talking about reparation. We talking about the white, the black. They came to power telling us about what the white man did to us. Now they put us back on the same plantation, and they doing the same thing to us.
That's what it feels like.
But the white man did to us, and ain't nothing changing. We still getting ready to party and celebrate when white king. We still looking up at when white queen in Rawson Square to get mad at the fellow who beat up Columbus statue. I don't know why somebody don't get the nerve to beat up Queen Victoria and put Milo Butler where Queen Victoria is and put some legs on him and make him a little taller. And then I want to say before I go,
mm-hmm.
we talk about all kind of foolishness around here, but we ain't talking about how this farm going on in Friday State. Ms. Green, the plants are tanking on the lake Friday because, boy, the fruits are coming in Friday State Park. Have a good day.
This is a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful thing, indeed. Thank you for that, Sparky. Let's go to the text line. It says, The map will make no difference, same as our grand plans to get prepared for home porting. Nothing will change until we start to value intelligence over criminals like drug dealers and crafty but dull people who know how to play whatever game the politicians are playing. Another text, Aaron, good morning. My call for you to let BTC know, please come fix my internet phone. TV been off from last week Monday during a lightning strike. We called, we complained. We went up there about three times on Tuesday, Friday, and here on Wednesday, but nothing isn't coming on since then. Do you know anybody up there who could call and fix our problem? I live Sunrise Road. Anybody at BPL listening? Sunrise Road, Gamble Heights. Every 2 days I buy in data for my phone and I broke because of it, or I need to switch over to a Live 2 question mark. What I will do, Texter, is I will attempt to forward your information. There you go. I will attempt to forward your information. That's how people live in. Stress right out. Like, you want to talk to us about being responsible citizens, right? And living a responsible fiscal life, managing our money properly. How can you? Right? Here's a text. Thank you, Sparky, for saying it. We talk about slavery, but still planning to spend hundreds of thousands on the king, on the country that made slaves. The way that boy is my cousin, and I still feel what you say in Texter. Even with the links that we have to Great Britain, some real and some perceived and some just desired, does it make sense? All right, so what Ingram gave, Davis took away. The FNM gave us light, and the PLP eventually took it away. Communities across NP plagued with 12-plus hour outages, Eleuthera and other islands plagued with electricity and water outages and telecommunications outages. The next point, Ion Mayaguana, a resident claims UFO seen flying over island for over 15 hours. Before you call Mayaguana people crazy, a UFO is just an unidentified flying object. She could not identify what the object was specifically, nor could she identify who it belonged to. Two, and so I asked, was it looking for natural resources? Was it looking for the Fountain of Youth? Or was it looking for the next fish fry site? Also, was Mayaguana going to be a southern base for Baxwin? Is Baxwin in the media's people asking questions about it? Was Mayaguana going to be Baxwin's base? Will Baxwin's operation increase significantly airport fees? And the people in Mayaguana, Acklands, Long Key, Crooked Island, the people them already living like they're in 1945, you know. Are we going to make it even more difficult for them to survive? This is when people talk about, the caller was talking about, is this a deliberate plan to force citizens from the family islands to make it more amenable for foreign direct investment? Another point, Neville Wisdom passes. Wisdom passes away. People have been sending tributes all weekend over his passing. We give the people time to grieve. We send condolences to his family and loved ones. One of my former QC classmates was his nephew. We give him some time to grieve. And then we shall talk about the bleachers, the Christmas tree contract, and maybe even the phone call. BUT threatens industrial unrest. Let me ask you all a question. Has it been a whole year? Has it been 365 days since the last BUT protest? Were the issues left unsatisfied, still unsatisfied today? Did the teachers get the promised? See, a promise was made and the deadline given was September. That September promise was not kept. The Prime Minister told us the people around him said he never said September. He never said September. He did say September. That timeline was not kept. I don't think the October timeline was kept either. It is now September 2026. Are the same issues that were unresolved and unsatisfied last year, September, still on the table, unresolved and unsatisfied? Next story. I called it progress on the, if you look at today's Guardian, ex-copted to stand trial for murder of Pike worker. A former policeman accused of fatally shooting a Pike Corporation linesman outside of a popular bar has been committed to stand trial in the Supreme Court. Bernil Pinder, 51, was served with a voluntary bill of indictment, which sent his case to the Supreme Court for trial during an appearance for acting chief. And then we go from the front page all the way to page 6. This story is... Okay, here we go. Magistrate Ancilla Evans last week. Pinder is expected to plead not guilty to the allegation that he murdered Cody Castillo, an American citizen, outside of the plantation bar and grill at his arraignment before Justice Archer Mins later this month. He is represented by the firm of Cargill & Co. And Terrell Butler is holding a watching brief for Castillo's estate. Pinder was released on $30,000 bail on June 4th after spending 10 weeks on remand at BDOCS. Under the terms of his release, Pinder has to wear an ankle bracelet, sign in at a police station 3 times a week, keep a curfew, and surrender into custody on the day of his trial. Prosecutors took the rare step to charge Pinder with murder following what was initially reported as a police-involved shooting. Police alleged that Pinder and Castillo had an altercation at the bar. The dispute concerned one of Pinder's female friends, according to well-placed sources. According to police, Pinder feared for his life after Castillo allegedly drove towards him in his work truck. It's a bit confusing there. Writer, I will ask for you to provide more clarity. Is it according to police or is it according to his statement given to the police? This particular matter, I think, requires a specific degree of clarity. According to police, Pinder feared for his life after Castillo allegedly drove towards him in his work truck. You see how problematic that sounds? Before Pinder's arrest, the U.S. Embassy in Nassau released a statement expressing its, quote, deepest concern, close quotes, about media reports of Pinder following an unarmed Castillo to his vehicle before the deadly shooting. Quote, we urge the government of the Bahamas to ensure the victim receives justice in this case without delay, close quotes, an embassy spokesperson said. Pinder held the rank of superintendent at the time of the incident. He resigned from the force before he was formally charged. Yeah, writers, I need you to please tighten up on that, because why would the police be saying that? Surely this is according to his statement given to police. Since he is a former police officer, I think it's important to ensure that the distinction is clear. Let's go to the text line. Good morning, Aaron. The country is generating pre-1992 vibes. We going backwards. What Ingram gave, Davis tooketh away. The FNM gave us light, and it feels like a pre-1992, a 1992 Bahamas. I know the Family Islanders feel like pre-1992. Word on the ground is the Chicchani Council will be calling a special meeting. They want to know who leaked the Mayaguana UFO info. Who leaked the Mayaguana UFO info? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hi, Ms. Green. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Other than hot and ticked off, yes.
Yes, ma'am, I can imagine.
But I agree 100%. It seems like a lot of the Caribbean islands and third world countries are going back. Yes, and it seems like this is a psychological warfare. Everything you say, I agree with you in terms of... Because you heard about the young boy who gets dragged down in Naran Bay Leaders this morning?
I made reference to an incident that I became aware of on social media and awaiting confirmation. I'm going to let my producer take us to a break in a minute, just in case there's a news. In case there's a news briefing.
But these lightning storms getting me to believe, like, really what's going on with our electricals. I'm not used to some being like this and so deadly and so. I sit in my bedroom and it's like this, the thunder, like it rowing.
Yeah.
Like it's like the earth upset.
Home shaking. Listen, before I got a voice nobody who is a considerable distance away from me, I thought the storm was just sitting over like the northeastern part of the island.
Me too. I can find out it's on Paradise Island and all over the place.
Yeah, someone
like there's some anger going on with Mother Nature too.
Feel like though.
Weird.
That's what it feels like for real.
It feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
And everything going backwards. They took everything away.
That's what it feels like.
Let me go pray so I don't get angry.
Yes, ma'am. And
have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for that encouragement, because that's what I need to do as well. Because yes, I am angry. It does appear as if we are going backwards. Producer, take us to a break. Let's go to a break quickly. Let me read through these texts. And then we're going to get into the paper. Also, Dr. Sands to step back from frontline politics. He knows how to resign. What happened to the rest of y'all? Y'all don't know how to resign. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
You see how Cora I look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hey, this is John Binder, and on Monday evenings you will be hearing my voice on a new show, Total Package. That's right, I'll be your host, and we will be discussing various packages related to workers, employers, the government, relationship, and other packages of concern. So please join me and be a part of the conversation on your number one talk show radio station in the nation, Guardian Radio 96.9.
Starting September 7th at 7 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Give your pocket a break. We will help you pay the big four in our September Bill Buster promotion. We're giving away gift vouchers every week. Vouchers from BPL, Water and Sewerage, Super Value Food Stores, and Shell. Win gift vouchers every Friday in September. Fill out the entry form in today's Nassau Guardian. Listen to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM and follow us across all social media platforms. Give your pocket a break with our September Bill Buster. Win gift vouchers every Friday in September. Listen, take advantage of it. Get today's Guardian. Fill it out. Put it in the box. Let's try and win a thing. Okay, here's a quick If you are following the Bahamas Department of Meteorology WhatsApp channel, they put out a notice at 9:52. So the Bahamas Department of Meteorology has issued a severe thunderstorm warning Monday, September 7, 2026 at 9:50 a.m. until 10:50 a.m. They also put one out at 6 a.m., right? Well, not the severe weather warning, but at 6 a.m. So see, here's the thing. We've seen an increase in severe climatic activity, right? And we've seen an increase in activity that we've never seen before, like the hail, or you only see it in Abaco and Grand Bahama, right? The hail and the lightning strikes. So in the break, a listener texted and said that the R.M. Bailey story has hit, the R.M. Bailey student story has hit our news, right? It is on our news. It appears a student may have been hit by lightning. R.M. Bailey student allegedly struck by lightning. Okay. Ministers responsible, right? Minister of Education, Ministry of Works, Ministry responsible for the Department of Meteorology, right? Minister of Transport. Tell me exactly what y'all were doing to ensure the best opening of school, like to prepare schools. And see, because school isn't just in the school, you know. The ILO, the International Labor Organization, they'll tell you work life isn't just in the workplace. It begins when you begin getting ready to go to work. And the whole path to work is included in work life. Same thing with students, eh? Same thing with students. Are they not students until they cross the gate? All the flood water on the outside of the school gate have nothing to do with the school. We know that a large percentage of our students make their own way to school. They walk, they catch bus, they catch ride. Right? What are we doing to ensure that, if we don't even have bus stops for people to wait for the bus in the rain? We don't even have bus stops, man. You're going, we are really going backwards. And the question I really wanted to ask today is what the PLP did to BEC, like right now, is that the same thing they were going to do to BTC when Ingram pulled the blanket, he pulled the rug and sell it to the foreigners? Is this what the people then was warning us about? Is this it here? Because this is one big bag of madness. This is one big bag of madness. Let's go to the text line. Morning, Ms. Green. Speaking about Pike, when they were actively involved in the upgrading of the electrical supply, there were minimal interruptions, and the interruptions we experienced were informed and for a specific time of the day. Since their departure, there's been a noticeable difference. You know what I love? They had traffic management teams. There was a traffic management team on East Hill Street. What was that, like Friday of last week? They're doing a great job. Come to the weekend alive doing work on one of the most dangerous curves in New Providence with no traffic management team. Just vibes. Just vibes, spontaneity, and madness. I don't understand, man. Are these professional people y'all sending out to do this work? Aaron, this BTC number 2255282 is a waste of time. Every time you dial it, the computer will say you're calling on this number or different. When tell them you want to speak to an operator, it hangs up from you. Let's check. Okay, try this one. 2255275. That's what they share on the BPEL Direct WhatsApp channel. 2255275. I would tell you use the BPEL service hub, right? But there does not seem to be an option to report a general area outage, right? There's no option to report a general area outage. It assumes you are reporting an outage to your house only, right? And that is, it's not really, I guess it works. It doesn't work for what we're dealing with here. Like my neighborhood, which is 2026. We've been there since 1979. And it doesn't appear that our neighborhood is connected to any... Oh, you said a BTC number. That's right. My bad. Yeah, 2255282. I ain't sure. I ain't sure. That's my bad. I ain't sure. I can, it's a text, I can remember as a child of 8 or 9, being by my Grammy cousin, my Grammy couch, as the lightning flash and the thunder roared for hours. What's old is new again. Yeah, but then, like, why do we, why, if we knew it was coming back, if we knew it's cyclical, why haven't we prepared for it? Tech says, I love how the Met Office puts out the severe alerts after the severe events happen. By the way, in 2025, a school in Grand Bahama was closed after a lightning strike at school. That year, school opening in general was impacted by severe lightning. From my memory, every September is the start of heavy rain, lightning, and thunder. So much so, I started wondering why we open school in September. The September severe weather is like clockwork. I, too, asked the same question. We're in a hurricane zone. We know where the peak, when the peak starts, is September when school starts. Why don't we just do something different? You know why? Because while they're trying to convince you that they're successful at governance, they have to hide the fact that they can't change anything. What they're actually doing is barely managing what was left to them. And very little of what we have forced upon us is of their own, or the things that they do devise, we know how they go. We know how they go. All right, let's go back to the phone line. There we go. Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Good morning.
It's so interesting that you brought up the topic about just the, I would say the Westminster system, because, you know, it's a broad topic, politics, religion, mm-hmm. education. It almost seems as if we don't have a mind of our own, like we are not an autonomous, sovereign culture, person, people.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, even though in these times, it's pretty much down to the wire where it's too late to start over. You know, we see the letter from, I think it's the Bahamas Reparation Society, writing, demanding that the king answer for, you know, the
crimes,
the colonial slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, we just grasping at straws because, you know, it's pretty much, like I say, the system, the capitalist system, the neo-capitalist system is coming to an end. We can all see that. But I just want to, you know, send out a clarion call to all of my fellow Bahamians. And anybody who's listening from the diaspora, just get yourself in order, you know, go outside, exercise, eat healthy, get your mind right, heal yourself from within, and I promise you the world would start making more sense, because if we keep on tackling these issues from a state of disrepair, and I'm talking about physical, mental, and spiritual,
mm-hmm.
we only add in fuel to the fire, because this is how they want us to attack them.
Mm-hmm.
Before I go, I actually saw some historical information on the Haitian Revolution. It's incredible the things that they don't talk about after Haiti was, you know, gone through their revolution. They finished paying France in 1947.
Mm-hmm.
But before, they even up to the day they made their last payment, they were the richest country in the world. And I really still think they are. So even if we start there, it might not make sense. We heal ourselves, we go back, and we start repairing these diasporic nations, then we can see some blue skies through the rubble that this neo-colonial capitalist system will be ending in a short order. Thank you for taking my call.
I hear you. You're welcome. I'm glad to take your call. I think we also, though, have to keep constant watch, right? We turn inward. We repair ourselves internally, but we have to keep a constant watch, right, on what is happening outside. Like, you see, when we like to refer back to biblical rhetoric, what is it, Moses, you know, see the promised land, Joshua, see the promised land, right? Moses and them said, supposed to stay on the outside watching while we repair ourselves to move forward, right? Because they know they're not going to enter the promised land. So they commit to protecting those whose the blessing, whose charge it is, who've been designated to enter the promised land. But far too many of us are selfish and act and govern like the world will die when that we're not making decisions for future Bahamians and people who will enjoy the Bahamas without us. We govern and we interact with each other as if the world will end when I die. Right? And it's not just the Bahamas. It's everywhere. The 70 gang refuse to rule. Pun intended. They demand and they will use us up, send us to war, poison us to maintain the control of a world that they think gonna end when they die. It's absolute madness. And here we are. Okay, couple text producer. I hear you. I hear the music in the background. Hey, Aaron speaking, and us not having a mind of our own. The U.S. looks like they're going to stop changing time and make daylight savings time permanent. I can't wait. The time change is so dumb in the current scheme of things. So once the U.S. stops daylight savings time, so will the Bahamas. But here's the thing. They're not, right, they're making it permanent, daylight savings time. But here's what I learned recently. That's when you see that's potentially an omen. When you see them talking daylight savings time, that means either we go into war, which means that the war machine will hog up all the oil and the regular citizens will live in an energy crisis, right? Or we're just going to have a plain out energy crisis. But that's an omen. Involuntary draft, daylight savings time. These are omens. Question is, are we preparing? Are we preparing this world better than how we prepared it for the students? Every weather report I've read, increased tornadic activity, increased hail, chances of hail, increased chances of lightning. What are we doing to ensure that these children are safe? Somebody got to pretend like they care. And don't do it in a TikTok video, please. Please, for God's sake, y'all put your phones down and focus on the job. Clay Sweden, Joe Beth Colby, all the new senators that have every podcast in the world, but ain't broadcasting anything of value to the Bahamian people. Y'all stop it. Put your phones down, man. Especially when you're driving. Put them down. You guys have a great day. C.A. Newry, Guardian Radio AM, is up next.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.